What if a time came when you lost access to the internet? What if you're not able to get Beyond Today or any other Church of God programs on any television stations? Churches are forbidden to assemble. Bibles are confiscated and burned. If you are fortunate, two or three families may be able to meet in secret, but all the rest of society is completely cut off from the way to hear the truth. If you would turn with me to Matthew 4:4. Matthew 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." One medical study estimated the average adult could last from 8 to 12 weeks without food. There are documented cases of few individuals lasting 25 weeks without food. That wouldn't be me. A starving person is less sensitive to thirst, so sometimes death is from the effects of dehydration. The weakened immune system also makes an individual more likely to catch a fatal infection. Vitamin deficiency could lead to death. If a person lasts long enough, the body starts using protein from muscles, including the heart, as an energy source. Usually the cause of death is cardiac arrest from tissue damage and electrolyte imbalance. While you might die of thirst after 3 days without water, there are numerous reports of people lasting a week or longer. People are completely cut off from any of the bread of life. Soon will lose even the knowledge it was once available, and will not realize they are dying of spiritual hunger and thirst. We are only asked to fast for one day. It's not like it's the Week of Atonement. Here are some of the long-term effects of going without food on the body. Faintness, dizziness, blood pressure drop, slowing heart rate, dehydration, thyroid malfunction, abdominal pain, low potassium, body temperature fluctuation, depression, heart attack, and ultimately organ failure. Effects going long term without water, cracked skin, dry raspy cough, vomiting, dry heaves, blood thickens, heart rate increases, swollen tongue, eyes and brain starts to shrink. Brain membrane tears and pulls away from the skull, excruciating headache. Dehydration leads to hallucinations, seizures, and coma. Death comes from liver failure, kidney failure, or cardiac arrest. Why would God require us to go a full day without food and water, something that long-term potentially leads to a horrible death? Revelation 7:17. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of waters, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The living waters are the Holy Spirit. We can go even less time without water than we can without bread. In Psalm 63:1, you don't need to turn there. This is how David spoke of his relationship with God. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Some people think going one day without food and water will cause the extreme symptoms. But a fast actually allows a cleansing, as long as it's not too prolonged. This one day a year, we are to be humbled by recognizing that Christ made the ultimate sacrifice for us and opened the way for us to have direct contact with the Father. This is a solemn fast that God has ordained and should never be taken lightly. The veil of the temple was torn in two, showing we now have direct access to God's throne. If you'll turn to Amos 8 in verse 11. Amos 8, verse 11, which speaks of a different kind of hunger and thirst. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. The past few months bring home the need to draw close to our Father and break those bonds of wickedness before the time of trouble comes upon all of mankind. And the message of the kingdom is halted for a time. You don't need to turn there, by Isaiah 58:6. Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Today we are focused on the removal of Satan and his influence on mankind's separation from God. This pictures a time when mankind will be at one with God, and Satan will no longer be there to deceive all of mankind. If you turn to Revelation 20, and we'll read verses 1 through 3. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who was the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And verse 3, and he cast him into the bottomless pit, shut him up, and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. I'm also going to read Revelation 12:9, but you don't need to turn there. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Verse 10, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. Verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. There's not much to be said on atonement that we've not all heard before, unless you're new to the church. But I wanted to point out our needs to focus on how not partaking of the bread of life is just as damaging to our spiritual life as not eating long-term is to our physical life. We need the added strength of the life-giving Holy Spirit to help us give up our life if necessary. And we need to eat of the bread that comes from the Word of God. We need to internalize that all that we have learned, because the day could come when that is all we will have. The hunger and thirst of today is a reminder that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.